Jesse Boot was steeped in a culture that expected much more of its leading businessmen. In 1919, in the first issue of the company newsletter, The Beacon, Boot wrote to his staff, "Fellowship in recreation, fellowship in ideals, common hope, common sympathies, and common humanity bind us together, and whatever fosters this happy union is valuable." Today, we know to smile at this as paternalism, yet we have no popular term to describe the worldview of business leaders such as Pessina. A Yiddish joke has it that to a worm in horseradish, the whole world is horseradish. When it comes to the culture of modern business, we are that worm. You hear it when the BBC and the press treat the economy as if it were merely a synonym for business, and business as if it were just a synonym for finance. You hear it when the term entrepreneur is applied to a carpetbagger with a good PR, or when chief executives defend corporate tax dodging as being their duty to shareholders. Jesse Boot reminds us that this was not always so. He would surely have recognised some of himself in Stefano Pessina. The wheeler dealing, the gusto for marketing, the tireless expansionism. But Boot was steeped in a culture that expected much more of its leading businessmen. The point about Pessina is not that he is uniquely bad, but that he operates in a milieu that asks so little of its capitalists, even when they are reliant on public money.